Hey, welcome to the More Than Money podcast. This is Chris Burns. One of my favorite parts of our radio show that we have every week is our lightning round, and that's where I answer the questions you've sent in throughout the week. So we're going to play one of those for you right now. I think it's great to get to hear just what are people thinking about. And if you have a question, go to my website. It's mylifeismore.com. You can ask anything. I will get back to you personally. Again, it's mylifeismore.com, and enjoy this segment from our lightning round. Next question from Kimberly. Kimberly writes, my mom and dad have been very successful and have talked many times generally about leaving an inheritance, but we have no idea exactly what that will look like. My husband and I are now walking through our own financial planning process and are wondering how we plan for that kind of an unknown. Kimberly, thank you so much. This is an issue a lot of folks have, and I always hear clients say the same thing. They come in and say, my parents have been successful, my mom or my dad. We know they have a good amount of assets, but we really don't know how much. We know there'll probably be some sort of an inheritance, but we kind of want to plan as if it's not going to exist because we don't want to assume anything. And let me give two thoughts on that. First of all, I 100% agree we should not assume anything here. We should plan as if the money might not be there. You know why? Because it might not. Because long-term care costs are crazy and are going up, and that might change. But I've seen all sorts of scenarios where people anticipate some sort of inheritance, and it just doesn't work out that way. It costs a lot of money to care for mom or dad or both, or the unexpected happens, or they invested in something that drops or whatever, and now suddenly we expected this inheritance, and it's not there. So on the one hand, I totally agree with the concept of make sure you have a plan that works regardless of an inheritance being there or not. On the other hand, if there is a lot of money there, it's going to impact your financial plan in dramatic ways. And it seems a little foolish to me. It seems unwise to me to just kind of put our heads in the sand and put no time into thinking about the impact of that, because it will have an impact. And this is where we get to a strange cultural dynamic. Okay, there's something in our culture still that feels so awkward talking about money with family often. I talk about this regularly with kids, right? You've heard me say it's critical that you teach your kids about money and that you practically show them how you handle money. Like, they need to see it. They need to understand it. We don't need to be off. It's not an off-limits discussion. Well, the same applies with your parents, okay? Because what's going to happen, and I've seen this happen over and over and over again, is when they pass away, nobody knows exactly what's going on with their finances, and now everybody's trying to grieve and pick up the pieces and try to figure out the plan, and how is this all distributed, and what's it going to look like, and how does that impact our lives? Instead of having an honest conversation with mom and dad where we discuss these things, and that's hard to do, don't get me wrong, I know that's hard to do, but it really is worth cultivating the type of relationship over time, saying, hey, we want to have an honest conversation. This is not because we're just greedy and we want your money at all. It's because we want to be responsible. We want to be wise. We want to use this money well, and we want to know how to plan effectively. And so let's have whatever conversation you're comfortable with, let's have that. And if mom and dad are willing to have that, great. And if they're not, that's not your responsibility. Either way, I 100% agree with the idea that you have to plan as though the money's not going to be there. But I would say, step out of your comfort zone a little bit, broach this conversation with mom and dad in a very respectful way, because it should be a part of your planning, even though you need to make sure you're okay if it never materializes.